thinking about the significance of symbols and words and pictures, but how often activities that are both situated in that you might have a physical space, such as a school classroom or a nursery, that you are imagining or thinking about, that you know very in a very detailed way, or in my situations I often talk about, will develop scenarios that are very familiar to people, in terms of different ways of flirting or different ways of interacting with people. And yet, because you're doing these activities in a slightly more abstract way, the space for thinking about and articulating the other, the thing that's not always okay to say, becomes possible. And so that felt quite significant, in terms of thinking about how almost research in nurseries and research on sexual consent could be thought about as two ends of a spectrum, but they can be brought together really quite neatly, I think.
we certainly found that we had an awful lot to say, say to each other. There was something too, I think, about the very physicality of the visuals that we had in front of each us, Elsie, that I think allowed us to start the this conversation over this slightly weird space.
Yeah.
That
well, it's a hook, isn't it?
It was certainly a hook.